Anna, Travis, Salami, Tommy. You put the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato, please.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a supersized, gigantic edition of Radio Nibbles. As far as I know, Radio Nibbles is the only food radio show in Colorado. And this morning, we have some wonderful thank you gifts when you become a member of KGNU. And we really want you to call and support what we do here. You can call 303-449-4885. You can go online at kgnu.org and let us know that you want to be a member, that you want to up your membership, that you want to support this wonderful organization here. Radio Nibbles has been on the air for, we think, about 30 years, something like that, and bringing you news about food, about sustainability, about farming, about places to go eat. And we're going to talk about that and a lot more. I'm going to start off the festivities here as the first person calling in to Radio Nibbles. And I've been a solar supporter for many years, no matter my ups and downs work-wise. I decided that, you know, KGNU just had to be part of my financial life. So I'm a solar member. I believe they take $10 out of my checking account every month. And I believe it's the greatest bargain going. Personally, I think I'm probably going to take a mug. But we have a lot of other wonderful gifts, thank yous, that we're going to talk about in a minute that are food related. But first, I want to introduce my special guest, an old friend. We first met decades ago, and it had nothing to do with food and everything to do with music. And my guest is Gil Asakawa. Welcome back, Gil.
Thank you, John. Yeah, the operative word is old friend.
Experienced, at the very least.
I don't know if it's wiser, but yeah, we met when we were both music critics, music writers, working for the Colorado Daily way back when. And that was, I wrote for them for like a year and took all my clips down to Denver and showed them to Westward. And then I became Westward's music critic for the next decade.
But at the same time, you've always been obsessed with food. And we talked about that over the year. You have a new book out.
I do. Came out last fall. It's called Tabemasho, which means let's eat in Japanese, and it is subtitled A Tasty History of Japanese Food in America.
More than that, it's a personal memoir about Gil's eating life. And a lot of it is in Colorado and even in Boulder. And we have three copies of Tabemasho, which you can get at the regular membership. And all you got to do is call in or go in online. And Gil would be happy to sign the book for you.
Yes.
If you call in during the show. But, for instance, one of the things I found out by reading the book was that essentially the first real sushi bar in Colorado, it may have been in Boulder.
Yeah, it's certainly the first one that I knew about that my family went to. And it was not really, it truly was a sushi bar, because it was a bar that served sushi inside of Pelican Pete's, the seafood restaurant.
Right, which is was where, I believe it's Backcountry Pizza is now, near Folsom and Arapaho. And, but they had Japanese sushi chefs.
They had Japanese. I'm not sure who. I've never actually tried to find out who owned Pelican Pete's and who decided to allow a sushi bar to end up there. But there were like,
well, Pete did.
Well, that's true. But there were four or five Japanese men who made sushi and served it. And my dad found out about it somehow. So we went there.
Came up to Boulder.
Yeah, we lived in Lakewood, and we would drive up to Boulder. My younger brother, Glenn, was going to see you at the time in the journalism department. Yeah. And so, yeah, we got to eat sushi in Boulder.
And to put it in context, this is food history-wise, sort of goes through the entire history. If you go back to this is 45 years ago. Roughly, when KGNU came on the air, I don't believe there was any sushi in Boulder. Now it's in every supermarket and corner store, and there's bars all over the place and restaurants. But sushi hasn't been here that long.
No, and sushi, I mean, sushi really has kind of been around in the U.S. since even the early 1900s, but it didn't become a thing until the 1990s, really, and then beyond that is when it became really popular. The fact that you can go to any supermarket now and pick up a medium lame tray of sushi is pretty remarkable.
But that's not good enough for Gil Asakawa. In less than a week, I believe you're heading to Japan to eat sushi at one of the most famous sushi restaurants in the world.
Well, it's not a sushi restaurant. It's an izakaya, which is kind of a
tavern
restaurant, and it's called Gompachi Nishiazabu, and it's going to be a mini family reunion with cousins from Hawaii. And my younger brother, Glenn, who happened to be in Japan shooting pictures of the cherry blossoms, which will be peaking in 2 weeks. But this restaurant, Gompachi Nishiazabu, was featured in the Kill Bill movies.
The Quentin Tarantino
movie. With Uma Thurman just stomping through dozens of kind of ninja bad guys while Lucy Liu is ordering them to kill her.
But there is sushi involved. We have three copies of Gil's book here. All you have to do is call us down here at KGNU, 303-449-4885, or go online, kgnu.org. We also have a number of other thank you gifts that I wanted to mention. We have gift cards donated. You know, since Radio Nibbles went on the air, I don't know, 30 years ago or whatever, the food community in Boulder has been incredibly supportive of KGNU and has come through repeatedly over the years. So we want to thank them for donating. These thank you gifts. We have thank you gifts from The Corner up on the hill, from Comedy Works, from Outworld Brewing. Do you know about that place in Longmont?
No.
It's a sci-fi fantasy themed microbrewery, and they have these space pods where you can sit and drink beer, and it's like the cantina in Star Wars.
Yeah.
We also have gift cards to Roots in Broomfield, to the Trailhead Tavern, to Boulder Social, which is a new brewery and restaurant in Boulder. That's where I'll have to think of what all the places that have been there, but it goes back a ways. Also, we have a gift card from Ginger and Baker. This place is worth going to Fort Collins for. Ginger and Baker is a wonderful restaurant set in an old grain building, and wonderful, wonderful pie. And you know me, I don't say that casually. but really worthwhile. Also has pie. We have two gift cards to Jamestown Mercantile. If you live up in the mountains, jump on these. The Merc is one of the coolest places in the area for food and for actually pie. My friend Karen, the pie lady, supplies pies to the Merc, and they got music and everything else. And we have gift cards to all the Bonanno Concept restaurants, which is a total of 10 restaurants now. in Denver, and also a card to Zeal. I also want to thank my friends Ian and Stacy at the Inventing Room for donating a gift card for their sugar science experiment. So we got a lot of ways to thank you. We need to hear the phones ring, and we'd love to hear from you any moment now at 303-449-0165. Nope, nope, sorry. 449-485, excuse me, and KGNU.org. We're going to hear from a few other folks as the hour proceeds. What else are you doing in Japan while you're there, Gil?
Well, I am the chair of the Denver Takayama Sister City Committee. And, you know, Colorado, a bunch of cities have sister cities in Japan. Colorado Springs is...
And Longmont, too, right?
Yeah. Well, in Colorado Springs has Fuji Yoshida at the foot of Mount Fuji, which is very apropos. Longmont is sister cities with, oh, I can't remember the name of the city, Ueda, maybe?
But there's a structure
Japan.
That they built in town, right?
But I don't know. There could be. And Boulder has Yamagata, which means, you know, mountain. So Boulder has a sister city in Japan, and Denver's is Takayama, which is Denver's second sister city, established in 1960. So this is the 63rd year in July. It'll be the 63rd year of our relationship. And back when he was a high school student, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock went on one of our exchange trips to Takayama, and he fell in love with the city, he fell in love with Japan, and he has, as mayor, gone back to Takayama several times, and he's going on a trip, his last overseas trip, before he leaves office, and so we're going to join him, at least in Takayama, where they will celebrate his friendship and throw him a banquet. And
so what you're saying is you're going to be eating out a lot.
I'll be eating out a lot, yeah. Even if I'm not, like, being fed, when you're in Japan, you eat out a lot. It's everywhere.
I'd just like to add that one of the benefits of having the news director operate your board for you is I can look that up. So Longmont's sister city in Japan is Chino.
Chino.
And the structure I believe you are referring to is a Japanese temple known as the Tower of Compassion. It's a five-story tower resembling a traditional Japanese temple built by a Longmont Japanese-American family in gratitude for not being interned in a government relocation camp during World War II. It is located at 115 South Pratt Parkway in Longmont.
Thank you for that. I will have to check that out because I didn't know about that structure, that pagoda. Sounds really a cool story.
Yeah. And we have another very special guest in the studio, an old friend of KGNU, Rebecca Hartman. Welcome to Radio Nibbles.
Hello, and thank you for being here, helping us KGNUers raise some awareness. And this is our spring fun drive, so this is our opportunity to come together. And one of the hats that I wear in this world is also as a business owner, and that's what we're going to talk about a little bit here, right?
Yeah. Rebecca is co-owner of Ozo Coffee in Boulder, and for years we've been drinking Ozo Coffee here at the station, which has made us very spoiled. I had this idea for a tasting, a pairing event, and so I went to we sat down and talked, Rebecca and I said, "You want to do a coffee and pie pairing event for KGNU?" And you said,
"Absolutely. Those are my two love languages, so why not come together?" And Hinman is a fantastic local baker that I'm super excited to see what we can come up with. And you're invited. So as...
Yeah. I believe it looks like it's going to be April 8th. And basically what we're going to do is bring together Ozo Coffee and Hinman Pie. And we're going to have five exquisite craft coffees brewed up. And they are going to be paired with five different sweet and savory pies from Hinman. And I'm going to talk about the pie part, and we'll have someone there from Ozo, obviously.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to have our trainer there pairing our coffees with the pies and giving you guys as participants an opportunity to start to taste the differences in coffee, right? I mean, it's no different than when we have wine tastings, right? So this opportunity to really get into the coffees, the regions, how they're grown, and learn more about the specialty part of the coffee, and also a little bit about the farmers and who they are. And, you know, that's a big part of what Ozo does is amplify. So we're super grateful to have this opportunity. And again, it's
that's first time ever that I know about, and I know about a lot of pie events. Basically, if you call in right now and become a member of KGNU, you can go to this pairing event in April. And there are 12 pairs of tickets to the event. It'll be on a Saturday late morning, early afternoon, because after you drink a lot of coffee and eat a lot of pie, you know, you might feel pretty energized.
It's so funny. Coffee often will help me take a nap, ironically. Yeah. So people are like, oh, you could drink coffee at like 9 o'clock at night? I'm like, yeah. I don't...
My mother was definitely like that. She would, you know, have a big cup of coffee right before she went to bed.
Yeah.
And she also smoked a cigarette before bed, but that's a separate issue. it's going to be a very cool event. And if you call in right now, you can grab some of the very few. There are only 12 sets of 12 pairs of tickets to this event, and I'd love to see you there. And where do you call to find out?
303-449-4885. We have some fantastic phone volunteers in our in a little area this year, which is first time in a while. So do give them a call, 303-449-4885, or go online, www.kgnu.org.
When did you first get connected with KGNU?
I first started volunteering here in 1999.
Wow.
Not 1899. I know you were thinking, you're like,
I wasn't. I'm teasing. Radio didn't exist in 1899, so, you know.
Right.
What excited you about KGNU when you first heard it?
First and foremost, community. When I had an opportunity to step into a community like KGNU, it was like family. The minute I stepped in and started volunteering, I answered phones during the Grateful Dead show. That was my first introduction. And then from there, it was like opportunity. There's so much opportunity here to not only be on news and public affairs like we are this morning with Radio Nibbles, but also music. That's one of my main love passions is live music. And so then I had an opportunity to become a DJ, and now I'm on the board, and there's just so much opportunity to learn about organization and community and supporting each other. It's a resource that I have been so grateful to call, you know, my own. You know, I feel like I am the you in KGNU, and it definitely is an opportunity for any one of you out there to step in and step up and support this viable resource that we have in our fingertips year after year, and it takes each and every one of us to do that.
I think of it as a an essential utility, that it's as important to me to have that available as internet access and well, the electricity to power the internet access. It's part of my everyday life, and I actually love listening during the membership drives, because I you know, I'm rooting for the station and hoping that folks call in, and I hope that wherever you are in the KGNU multiverse out there, I know there's people all over the region, all over the world even. I hope that you'll call in. I hope you appreciate this kind of broadcasting. And also, without, you know, there's other folks that will delve into politics and world affairs and everything else. I just want to say that KGNU is an essential independent news source. It's not just the international part, but if you've lived through any of the disasters here in Boulder County, from flooding to fires to some unfortunate events in the past few years, you know, KGNU is it. It's the place that people turn to for local news, because there's no other source, especially in Boulder.
And what an opportunity to hear more from you, Gil, and in regards to not only your connection to the Japanese cuisine in America, but also just the history that you've shared over the airwaves in this short amount of time. Like, how often can you tune into radio and have that opportunity?
Yeah, no, radio is, frankly, my generation, our generation grew up with radio. It was the cultural lifeblood that connected us all. You know, we listened to the same music, we followed the same hit makers, you know, it was part of our generational culture. And it's still out there and important through all these new platforms. And so, you know, I did college radio. I've been on KGNU many times and on other public stations. And I, you know, to me, radio is a super important part of, as you said, community. You know, it's community building. It connects people. And it sparks conversations. It is a place where you can go and be thoughtful and hear thoughtful people speaking thoughtfully. Mm-hmm. and actually, mm-hmm. I love the fact that you can have a show about food. Mm-hmm. You know, and you don't hear that.
No. As I understand it, young folk, you know, have a dubious relationship with terrestrial radio.
I think that may be unfair, and I say that as someone who works with young folks.
No, I know,
every morning.
And I'm thrilled that they are coming in. But I think that the way that it's turning around for other generations who aren't locked into that the way that we were is that, you know, I tell people, you know, My show is a podcast that happens to be broadcast live, but we're also on multi-platforms.
It may also be something that goes full circle because, for example, what, 20 years ago, we're like, vinyl, that's all the way on its way out. And now vinyl is outselling CDs.
Yeah.
And I will sometimes, for example, I've had a couple of field trips come here from Boulder High. I have university students in here pretty much every day. When I give them a tour of the radio facilities, we go into the vinyl library. They're like, oh, we know this. And then we go into the CD library. They're like, wow, this is so vintage. Right? So,
no way.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, look at all this old stuff. And I'm like, thanks. I want to take a break here to thank Eileen in Inglewood for breaking bread with us this morning. She says she's picking up a copy of the book for her granddaughter, Isabella, because she started self-teaching herself Japanese.
Wow, good for her.
So, yeah, one of those books is already out the door. So I guess her granddaughter, Isabella, is who gets the dedication.
I will sign it for
Isabella.
Yeah,
all right. You know, Gil's doing this live on the air.
Thank you so much, Eileen. We really appreciate you being part of the KGNU family, and that kind of is the way we're thinking of it. I want to remind you, you're listening to an extremely supersized version of KGNU. It's Radio Nibbles during the spring drive here. And we have a whole slew of wonderful thank you gifts for you if you become a member right now. We have gift cards from a variety of restaurants, including The Corner in Boulder, Comedy Works, The Trailhead Tavern, Boulder Social, Ginger and Baker, The Merc up in Jamestown, all of the Bonanno concept restaurants in Denver, Zeal, The Inventing Room. What we're saying is we got ways to thank you. And then on top of it, we have this amazing, unique tasting pairing event on April 8th with Ozo Coffee and Hinman Pie. We'll have John Hinman calling in a little while to talk about pie. And, you know, the most interesting part of this, I came up with this idea of a pie and coffee pairing. But in talking to John, he said, well, how are we going to do that? How do you, you know, do you want sweet pies? Do you want savory pies? And the same question came from the coffee folks. Well, you know, so at some point we'll have to get the pies and the coffee together and go, what goes with this cherry pie? Perhaps it's a fruity Guatemalan, you know?
Is there, like, you kind of, you know, you sniff it and go, okay, so, you know, does
well,
it happen
it's
aftertaste?
Like pie judging or coffee judging.
Yeah.
You make yourself and your taste buds pay attention. Mm-hmm. And he thought, well, you don't want savory pies. And I said, of course we do. So I'm hoping he brings one of his fabulous pork green chili hand pies.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, there's...
What would you pair with that?
I mean, I would go straight to this Columbia that we're about to launch that is savory in of itself. And Burundi. Burundi also has a lot of savory notes when it comes through in the tastings. Sage, for instance. You wouldn't think that that would be a tasting note in coffee, but it is. So there are quite a few coffees that we can definitely pair with the savories. And I'm thinking out loud, John, I'm like, is this going to mean that we're going to have a pre-tasting?
I think we might have to do that to try to decide what's going to go with which.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, you know.
Girl's excited.
I'm getting a little chill up my back just thinking about sitting down and tasting it.
You know, in Japan, kind of the craft coffee, the coffee revolution is recent. Even as like recently as like 30 years ago, my family used to send as gifts to relatives and friends in Japan, like boxes packed with the stuff that they loved was Taster's Choice.
Taster's Choice. Freeze-dried.
Freeze-dried. It was this American, you know, amazing American coffee thing. Because, you know, coffee wasn't... There are coffee shops in Japan, but coffee wasn't part of the culture. Now there's all these chains. There's Starbucks. And so it's very popular now.
Mm-hmm. We're coming up at the top of the hour. You are listening to KGNU in Boulder.
KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about pie, but back to coffee. So I'm a food expert. I'm a pie expert. I've taught cooking classes. I've been on the air how many years talking about food, and I'm like the, I believe the word is eminence grease of Boulder or Colorado food writers. Yes. Please bow. So you would think, folks, that I knew how to make a cup of coffee. And I realized a few weeks back as I was downing yet another cup of my coffee with grounds in it, and it just didn't taste all that good, I said, I need to go to an expert and figure out how to make better, not espresso, not anything fancy, better drip coffee, which is what really most people use. We will not speak here of the other kind of coffee maker that uses little cups and is an environmental disaster and just doesn't taste that good. So I called up Rebecca's husband, Justin, and I said, can I come down and get a lesson in drip coffee making? And that's what my column is about today on the Boulder Weekly. You can pick up a print copy or you can go to boulderweekly.com. It's called The Zen of Drip, actually. And we went in deep. One thing he discovered was that there was a hole in the filter, which would explain the grounds. But I learned that my coffee maker, my grinder is not good. Even with it, I wasn't using enough coffee. And if I used enough coffee, Justin said, then it wouldn't fit in the basket.
Wow.
So and that many coffee makers, you can't measure the water properly using the lines on the side of the thing. And so we went through that and talked about water and roast and all these things. And so I'm sharing all of that in my column today. If you want to find out how to upgrade your home coffee, this is the where to go.
Can I add another tip?
Yeah.
I was stunned to find, one time I spent the night, my family spent the night at, we were waiting for an overnight flight or a red eye flight out of Dallas. So we stayed with my uncle and he was like, oh, it just takes a really, really long time for our drip coffee to, you know, kind of get going. The importance of decalcifying your drip coffee machine. People are like, what? No, you run some vinegar through that, like, or some vinegar water through it. Let it cycle like three times or so. Mm-hmm. And that will like decalcify, because sometimes you get buildup on the water, you know, the parts that the water drips through, whatever the technical term for that is, Rebecca, I'm sure you know.
No, you had it correct. Decalcification
but don't,
is correct.
Do not use soap.
Right.
Yeah,
don't
vinegar.
A coffee machine cleaning solution, which essentially is
carbonate, some sort of carbonate.
Right.
Yeah, anything that can break that down, for sure. Yeah, and you had that's a really good point, Shannon, and that might not be something that a lot of our listeners out there know about. And that's a big part of KG News' mission, is education, mm-hmm. and really sharing information that you might not get anywhere else. How often are you invited to participate in a coffee pie tasting? Like, that's going to be epic.
It's going to be hilarious.
It's going to be fun, and it's going to be something that you don't want to miss. So 303-449-4885 is the number to call and support today, so that we can continue to educate and to share information about coffee and tea and food and all of that wonderful stuff.
Thanks to a listener from Lafayette, who donated online and is picking up a copy of Tabemasho. One copy of the book is left, so go ahead and grab it if you've been like holding out. Now is the time.
If they would like the book personalized, they can call us and we can make sure that.
Oh, yeah. Give us a call at 303-449-4885 or, give us a call to somebody and say, hey, I want it to say that name. Because this was an online donation. So rather than saying, thank you, Anonymous in Lafayette.
Yeah, and add that you're the one from Lafayette.
Yes.
Excellent. And so we have one copy of Gil's book left. We have seats at the coffee tasting. We have gift cards from local restaurants. And we hope you're warming up and waking up as you sit around the gigantic KGNU kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I wanted to say is, you know, this is such a treat. You know, we've been through a lot the past few years. And to have people together here, you know, well, without masks on and, you know, getting back together. That's why I'm looking forward to the tasting. And I've gone out to eat recently, which had been a rarity for a few months for various reasons. Just to be sitting around with a bunch of folks and reconnecting. And to me, that's what community is all about. Oh, and by the way, so what was it, about a month ago? I was driving in here on a Thursday morning to do my show. And I heard a clunk in the front. And, you know, basically the ball joint fell through. And I managed to pull over and... I did my show on my phone, I got a new car, and Old Blue, good car too, was deceased, and we honor him, her, and so I donated my car to KGNU, and it's an easy thing to do. I encourage you to do it too. And, wonderful. We want to thank Pamela, who's become a member of KGNU and is going to the coffee and pie tasting.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you so much, Pamela. It's going to be a ball. You really want to grab this. This is going to be incredibly fun. I wanted to pass along a little bit of cool information that I've managed to gather. As you know, the Boulder and Longmont farmers markets are opening in just a couple of weeks. And they just released a list of the food that's going to be, you know, the food court at the farmers market. Well, you know, there's a whole lot of new farms and a lot of that. I, of course, I'm interested in what you can actually eat when you go to the farmers market. And I think it's a symbol of how things have changed here. It's incredibly diverse. So if you go to the farmers market this year, you can have arepas, Caribbean food. Our friends, of course, Amazing Corn Tamales. There's Bruna's Brazilian cheese bread, which is a beautiful thing. Caspian Gourmet is going to be there, which I assume means that we're going to have Afghani food, possibly, at the farmer's market. There's also momos, pupusas, barbecue ribs, and Vietnamese food, and samosas, and tacos, and tostadas. I mean, it's going to be great. The other thing I wanted to mention is, on a more serious note, for a lot of citizens in Boulder County, their SNAP benefits, food stamps, have been cut severely. I believe it's just this week. And I wanted to mention that...
the end of February. Yeah.
Yeah. The farmers market has doubled the, if you use the SNAP benefits at the farmers market, they will double it so that you can get more produce and benefit from that, which I think is a wonderful thing.
SNAP benefits ending right as there's like the highest food inflation in the past 40 years. Yeah. And a few months after universal school lunches were eliminated as well. That's not a cheap thing, the school lunches. It adds, if think about your Excel bill, more or less on par with that, if you have kids in public education. But next school year, we will be seeing universal school lunches for kids in Colorado. It was passed via a ballot measure and will go into effect next school year.
Wonderful. You're listening to a supersized edition of Radio Nibbles. We're here asking for your support for this 45-year-old institution. Of course, that means I was a mere youth when I first came by. And you got to appreciate how strong KGNU is, and it's because of you. That's why this cool institution still exists, and there's not that many of these stations around the country. Certainly not many of them that have a food program like this.
And I also want to have you talk a bit about Kitchen Table Talk. It has a slightly different format from Radio Nibbles. Radio Nibbles traditionally is on a segment within the morning magazine on Thursdays. But Kitchen Table Talk is a new addition. It's been around for less than a year now. And it allows people to call in as well. I've learned a tremendous amount through that program just being here operating the boards. Mm-hmm. And have you had experiences of people who have been listening to Radio Nibbles who may approach you and say, hey, I checked out that place that you sent me to because I learned that they use this practice and wow, I took my kids out to dig in the dirt or just anything like that?
All the time.
Yes.
I'll be at a store or a restaurant or something and I'll talk to somebody and they go, are you... I go, yes, I am Gil Asakawa.
No. You look just like him.
That's why I do this. Kitchen Table Talk is the first Thursday morning of the month. I've connected up in a wonderful way with Chef Dan Asher of River and Woods and Ashkara. And we've had some amazing guests in, mushroom growers and farmers and people who make various food products. And it's been a wonderful opportunity to expand what KGNU does in terms of food. We've had some just a slew of callers calling in about various issues and things like that. It's a wonderful thing. So I really encourage you to check it out. And if you want to look at previous Radio Nibbles and Kitchen Table Talk. You can go to news.kgnu.org and or do as I do, go to Google and type in Radio Nibbles, and takes you directly there. And that's where you can listen to the podcast.
You're so hip, John.
Oh, thank you. And in a couple of minutes here, we're going to have a special caller, an old friend also, John Hinman, who's the owner of Hinman Pie. And so naturally, we've connected over the years. And when he heard about our tasting, he said, oh, yeah, we gotta do that. So he's going to be calling in a couple of minutes. And I hope that you call in and grab a few pairs of tickets to the Ozo Coffee Hinman Pie Pairing Tasting Extravaganza on April 8th. You know, your friends will be jealous. Or you can join.
You can invite your friend.
And bring a friend.
And you can meet, you can meet Pam. Pam's going. So, yes.
Yeah. So call 303-449-4885. Hey, Gil.
Yo.
What's the best thing you've tasted lately?
The best thing I've tasted lately, there's two things. One, there is a small place off of Colorado Boulevard and I think 46. It's right off of I-70 and Colorado Boulevard called Neko Ramen and Rice. And they have, it's a young Korean-American couple. They pay attention to traditional ramen, and they make really good ramen, and they may also make bowls, like rice bowls. And so they have a chashu bowl where they pull the chashu apart like pulled pork, put it on top of a bowl of rice. That's delicious. What a great concept. But I had this butter corn ramen with chashu. And corn is an ingredient you wouldn't think of as a ramen ingredient, but in Sapporo and in Hokkaido, northern part of Japan, corn is grown up there, and corn is a part of ramen, and so is butter, because they have great dairy up there. And this ramen, I haven't tasted anything like that.
What's
here.
The name of it? Again?
It's called Neko, N-E-K-O, Ramen and Rice on Colorado Boulevard off of I-70. It's good. They were really busy too. So, and they just opened like a month and a half ago. The other thing I really like is I'm a diner guy, and my wife and I have been eating fairly regularly recently at a diner, and had a half pound burger with cheese topped with a chili relleno.
Whoa!
At Great Scots, there are two Great Scots locations. This is the one off of Pecos and 36, the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey, Gil.
Yo.
We have another taker for our last our last copy of the book.
Keziah.
Old friend of the station. Thank you. She writes, my daughter has been in Japan for a year, and this will be a gift for Cora when she comes back.
Cora.
She says she loves Kitchen Table Talk and Nibbles and loves Sheltigale. I think I pronounced that right. The Irish Celtic music show.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We also want to thank Dave in Boulder, who, like me, is a solar member. And he says he has a weakness for pie. I fully understand that. And so he upgraded his solar membership, and you can do that too, so that you can come to our pie and coffee tasting. And I believe, is Mr. Hinman on the line?
I was just about to step out into the hallway to call from there.
He'll be on in just a second. And in the meantime, let's talk about some of the other things that, I wanted to mention a place. I wanted to mention, speaking of the best thing you've tasted lately, I went to a Faro restaurant in Niwot for the first time. Really, really a wonderful, wonderful restaurant. And I had a lot of things that I loved. It was a birthday gathering. But the thing that stuck out in my mind was a dish made with rutabagas. Mm. Yeah, I that's what I said. Rutabagas, really. And it was locally grown rutabagas, nice and soft. And it was combined with lamb bacon. Came from Buckner Farms. And they smoked it. And then it was served in kind of like a carbonara sauce. And, my God, that was so, so, so good. I did really. And, so that's Faro in Niwot. And is it pie time?
No, I was going to ask you to please write it down so I can call him to patch him through. I was going to do that more discreetly than saying it on the air. But
But
while you're at it, do not forget that kgnu.org is the website, and 303-449-4885 is the number. We no longer have any more books, so if you didn't get in on that early, you missed your chance. We no longer have a gift card to the corner either, so you may want to check in with the person who answers the phone what's still available, because these gifts are going quickly. Again, the number is 303-449-4885, or you can donate online at kgnu.org.
Rebecca, have you tasted anything wonderful lately?
I wish I could say yes. I have tasted something wonderful lately that is different than what I normally taste. I guess sometimes I end up becoming a little bit of a creature of habit. I don't know if you can relate to that or not.
Oh, don't we all?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it could be something you made.
Also. I mean, yeah, every morning I'm gifted an amazing smoothie by my husband, and that's savory and delicious. So that's about where I'm at right now, unfortunately. Maybe it's still a little too early for me to think about all the other foods I've eaten. But I do appreciate all the information that you do share with our community in regards to food. And I'm always really inspired. I've been wanting to go to Faro, so maybe this will inspire me to make that reservation and check out if they still have the rutabaga.
And they are extremely devoted to local cuisine, locally sourced food, and supporting the farmers. And I believe we have Mr. John Hinman on the line. John, are you there?
Hello, Nibbles. How you doing?
Hey, good to talk to you, John.
Good to talk to you too, John.
On the line is John Hinman. And I think we first met when I was judging a pie contest in Denver, right?
I probably the first one I lost, yeah. That's how I learned how to make pie, was entering those pie contests. But, yeah, I think so. Oh, it's a gluten-free versus non-gluten-free pie contest at Sweet Action.
Right. John has gone on to bake pies for various establishments, but now Hinman Pie is everywhere. You'll find it at the Boulder County Farmers Market. You can even order it online and at various stores. And so, John, we were talking about the really unique pairing event that we have coming up on April 8th. And we started talking about, you know, maybe we need to get the pie and coffee together ahead of time. Also in the studio here is Rebecca Hartman, who is the co-owner of Ozo Coffee. So I thought maybe you guys can talk a little about...
Cool. Good morning, Rebecca.
How's it going, John?
And thank you both for doing this. And so we were talking about, I mean, you know, I said, well, you know, if you have a cherry pie, there's probably some fairly... So you could have a fruity coffee or something more astringent to balance out the sweetness. And then we said, well, what do you pair with a pork green chili hand pie? And Rebecca said,
well, there's a couple of different options. I mean, if our Burundi is available, that would be a really great coffee to pair with the savory pie. And then also this new Columbia that we're about to launch might pair really well with that as an option. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this pre-tasting with you, John and John.
Yeah, we have to figure that out.
Yeah,
and we're also introducing three new hand pies too. So with Dos Amigas, and we're gonna have like a chicken tinga and a. I'm really excited about this Anaheim chili face one. It's got corn and cheese and some lime and Anaheims, and it's really yummy. Maybe that might be a fun one.
And so when you heard about this idea and decided to do it, what did you think about that combination?
I think they go ideally together. I mean, you can dip your pie into a coffee, you know, the hand pies, and both coffee and pie, they're just, I think, a natural pairing as for what they do for, you know, coffee wakes you up and puts a smile on your face, and pie, you know, kind of does the same thing, and they both draw memories, and important things happen over both those two food groups.
And
you know,
we
decisions happen.
Right. And we had someone call in and ask what time the tasting is. And I was suggesting that it should be late morning, early afternoon. Does that sound right, Rebecca?
Feels good to me. What do you think, John? Like 10 o'clock in the morning?
Sure, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
April 8th.
Yeah. And there'll be two sessions. We only have 12 pairs of tickets to this. And the most important thing, though, is supporting this radio station, which does these kinds of things, besides bringing you live music on the air and all the wonderful news. So call 303-449-4885. We've only got a few more minutes left in the supersized radio nibbles here. So, John, we're going to have to get together and taste coffee and pie, so we're organized for this fabulous event. So we'll be in touch with you.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Great, and thank you. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for supporting KGNU.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Take care.
And that is what this is all about, is this community connection. And like John said earlier, like, I know I missed it a lot. And I'm sure, Gil, you can relate.
Yeah. It's been a weird several years to not have face-to-face connections, like you said, going out to meals. I mean, we still do a lot of takeout. But, things are changing back some, mostly.
Yeah, and more opportunities to connect. And this is a great opportunity to connect and support KGNU in a way that, in you know, my legacy, I don't think we've ever done anything like this before. Maybe
and thank you
at one point we did, I don't know, but this is an opportunity. When John approached us, we were like, absolutely, 100%, like, any way that we can support not only this organization, but each other. And what an honor to team up with Hinman Pie. So again, thank you for that opportunity, for sure.
And we want to thank Kathy in Louisville, who upgraded her solar membership. She says, I'm saying hi to John Hinman, who makes the best pies. Salted maple pie rules.
Wow, that sounds good.
Ooh. I think we have to make sure that one's included.
Yes,
I'm sure we can find an exquisite craft coffee to pair with a salted maple hand pie, don't you think?
Yeah, 100%.
And that's interesting too. The salt, the maple, the sugar, you know, and then maybe balance it off with something really with some oomph. You know.
Yeah. We'll dig deep for that one for sure.
Where else are you gonna have this kind of experience? We just got a few minutes left, Gil. I want to thank you for coming down and doing this, reconnecting. It's like Good Friends Week. And thanks for the donation of the book.
Well, we have books that I signed for Cora, who's coming back after a year in Japan. So she'll be more Japanese than I am. He probably speaks more Japanese than I do. Isabella, I signed a book for her. And then the person from Lafayette, I don't think ever called in with his or her name.
Hopefully they will. And hopefully you'll find some wonderful places to go out to eat.
Oh, yes.
The other thing I'd say is that the Boulder dining scene is coming back to life also, which is a wonderful thing. A lot of the empty storefronts are refilling, and there's good. Just some interesting places coming in, including, I'll add one more thing I tasted recently. There's a new place on Arapaho near Folsom. I think it used to be a chicken place. I'm also historically in charge of remembering which restaurant was at which location.
Yeah.
It's called Pupusa Lovers 2, and just wonderful. Besides the pupusas, they have enchiladas, fried yuca, tamales, and also the other tamales that are have a banana leaf around them.
They also have some delicious aguas frescas.
Yes, which is water-based, right? Or...
Yes, it's kind of like, well, for example, it's interesting. You'll get a warning if you go in there speaking Spanish or, you know, expecting something Mexican, like an horchata, which is often like a rice-based drink. Uh-huh. It's a little different, the Salvadoran version. So you might get something you weren't expecting. Like I was expecting, like the enchiladas are actually like tostadas are in Mexico, so it's a little different. A quesadilla at Pupusa Lovers is not a tortilla with cheese inside of it. It is a cheese-based bread. So little maybe something that you weren't expecting if you were expecting something Mexican.
Right, so this mixto plate was like an instant Central American food education. Highly recommended. We've come to the end of our supersized Radio Nibbles today, and I want to thank everyone who became a member. You can still call 303-449-4885 and become a member of KGNU. Support this wonderful ongoing institution, and thanks to my guests, Rebecca and John and Gil.